previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Dr. Andrew Muir, President of the Nelson Mandela Bay Business Chamber, is on the line. Good morning, sir.
Hi, Warren. Good morning to you and your team.
Morning, Andrew. Andrew, accounting for almost 90% of the COVID-19 cases in the Eastern Cape, were undoubtedly under the COVID gun. Officials are citing mass disobedience as the root cause of the surge, and with non-compliance being a major factor, I can't believe that we are bigger rebels, than our big city cousins, the Joburgers, the Capetonians and the Durbanites. Where are we going wrong?
Hi, to you all. I think there's genuine COVID fatigue around. I think this is really underlying the root cause of the spread, because as we lax our controls, as we don't pay attention to the regulation, so we allow this virus to spread more, particularly at events and occasions where people come together. And I think that's what is in part happening here in the Bay. I think this latest surge was in part because of celebrations amongst matrix, amongst university students, spilling over to a beach front where there were a lot of events at establishments there. And those all become super further events. And I think that is what's happened. I think genuinely fatigue, and we now need to be more diligent than ever.
Now, obviously, with businesses, it's seen the return of a lot of people that were working from home. And what are you seeing within businesses at the moment? Are you finding that businesses are taking strain as a result of staff who get infected by the virus? They need to go home, which means they're not able to work during that time. What are you seeing at the moment?
Yes, we are seeing that, Wayne. We are seeing higher cases of absenteeism, higher than in June and July, where some businesses were able to go back. And then, of course, the companies and businesses need to put contingency measures into place to keep operations running. Smaller businesses that don't have the luxury to do that, some of them are being forced to temporarily close whilst they quarantine their staff and teams who have been affected. So this is really becoming a problem. I think, as you said earlier, we are in many cases our situation in Nelson Mandela Bay with COVID is worse now than it was in June and July.
Andrew, we're talking about businesses in particular, as high absenteeism impacts the continuity of business operations within companies. Also, just touching back there, I'd imagine you would urge a lot of businesses where it's practically possible to allow staff to work from home, further reducing the risks of contracting the virus, eh?
Yes, absolutely. So we are urging where it is possible. We obviously want to keep our local economy open. We want to keep operating as much as we can, but we do need to enforce. And I think the onus now from the president's address the other day to the nation is that we really now need to take this virus on and put the control measures in place as individuals, as citizens, and as businesses. So we are encouraging, where possible, for people to work from home. We are encouraging the normal social distancing, the mask wearing, the compliance around places where people gather, for those operators, for those businesses, to put the COVID measures in place, and more importantly, to enforce them.
Andrew, I love that you speak about the individual, because I think it's critical to highlight that while the business community has to be compliant at all times, as you say, each individual member of society also has an equal responsibility to take care of their own, of their families and their colleagues' health and welfare. But with that being said, with an alarming 75,000 job losses reported in the metro between Jan and June this year, would you agree with Wits Prof Shabir Mahdi that imposing stricter lockdown restrictions would be disastrous?
It would be. I do agree, and I think business in the Bay, we are feeling the pinch. But what we need to understand, that until we contain, until we get control of the virus, we're not going to be able to get control of our businesses and get back to economic growth. That's just not going to happen. So what we need to do now is we need to try and do both at the same time. And particularly, we need to ensure that the protocols that have become a bit lax, particularly in the Bay over the past few weeks, that we become extra diligent now. If we don't, if the surge continues, if rates continue to climb the way that they are currently, where they are doubling every 5 to 10 days, we're not going to have a festive season. So we need to do this now in order to ensure that our businesses will survive for the future.
Thank you so much. Some harsh words there, and it's up to each and every one of us to ensure that we look after ourselves, our colleagues, our friends, our families, so that this surge can stop. Thank you for your time this morning, Dr. Andrew Mir, and have yourself a great day.
Yes, thank you. If I can just say in closing, I think what your listeners need to understand, our hospitals are full. We are now overflowing into the field hospital of Volkswagen. And you know, there are more than 200 patients in that field hospital currently that are on oxygen. A lot of them have private medical care, but the private hospitals can no longer take them. That is the reality of what we are dealing with now. And that will only get worse if we don't get on top of this now.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.